Our next public hearing was conditional use number 1745, Gray's Creative Touch.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And regarding conditional use number 1745, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1745 for Gray's Creative Touch based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being, number one, that a part of this application is for greenhouses, which are a permitted use in the AR1 district. The project will also promote the sale of locally grown plants and produce. Additionally, number two, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the community or traffic. Three, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions, them being the use shall be permitted to open 6 days per week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It shall be closed on Sundays. Just going to pause for a second. On the issue of the signs, Mr. Lankin pointed out that if the applicant wants a second sign, he would have to go to Board of Adjustment for that. So one lighted sign shall be permitted not to exceed 32 square feet in size on each side. Additionally, there shall be no employees other than those of family. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The final site plan shall show the location of greenhouses, storage bins, sheds, parking, and sign or signs. Any future lighting on the site shall be downscreened so as not to shine on neighboring properties or roadways. And, Mr. Chairman, I have one last condition. I'd like, if I could, get a little feedback from you fellas before I read this in. It has to do with any display signs, etc., being located away from all roadways, and I was suggesting 25 feet. Do you think that's adequate, too much? Should we go more?
What's our normal front yard setback?
40.
40.
Well, that's a problem, and I agree with you. There should be something. There should be a distance, but it's difficult to enforce just looking at any of the little used car lots up and down the street.
Well, the car lots have a specific 25.
I know. Theirs is 25, but they stay parked. They park in the state right away.
Setbacks, buildings and all have to be setback 40. Displays.
A lot of them had variances.
Just the used ones.
Variances.
Yeah.
And most of them have variances.
Okay.
Seriously, but the requirement's 25 for vehicles.
So they're allowed to be up to the property line?
With variances.
With variances, is that right?
Most of them have variances. We had 1 year, we probably had 20-some under variances. But we violated them.
All right, okay. And they granted them all, too, didn't they?
I believe so.
Five for used car lots.
Pick a number. Come on.
Seriously,
10 feet. How about 10?
I'd like the 25 anyhow.
All right, 25.
Well, he said he was 40 back anyway.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with 25.
25.
Okay.
Right.
Not a building. Can't be a building.
No.
Yeah, right. That's bins and storage.
Well, the sign on premise sign
bins,
can be 5 foot from the setback.
Storage.
Are you talking sign?
No,
he's talking stuff.
We need to talk about something.
Wagons like wagons and boxes
temporary.
And bins. Yeah.
Temporary display.
Yeah, temporary stuff. Stack of pumpkins.
25.
Got to be back off the road. Don't want to obscure the vision.
They do it anyway.
So the last condition would be that all displays, bins, wagons, etc., shall be located at least 25 feet from all roadways.
Question.
Yeah. Yes.
You made a reference to a sign. I didn't quite hear it all, and a couple of people at the other end of the table looked at me like.
I said one lighted sign shall be permitted not to exceed 32 square feet in size on each side. And I pointed out that you said that if they wanted a second sign, which he mentioned that he has, that he has to go to the Board of Adjustment.
I'm sure
for that.
I got the first sign that he said he got a permit for.
Yes.
And it's small. It's not 32 square foot. That lighted sign, which I have a picture of, as a matter of fact, is a portable sign you buy in Sam's Club, 4x8.
Right.
Got a frame, it's got lights.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a second sign. You're only allowed one ground sign
mm-hmm.
to start with.
He's on the corner.
He's on a corner lot.
Yeah, but he's on a corner, and I'm not sure where this other sign is because it doesn't show up in the picture.
It's right beside his first sign on 26.
Okay, and it didn't show up in the picture. That's why I wasn't sure.
He kind of moves around a little bit.
He could have a sign because it's a corner lot. He could have a sign on both sides, both road frontages.
Well, then I'll amend that to put the...
And if he wants more on the same side, he needs to go for a variance.
Yeah,
okay. Then condition number two should be, I'd like to amend to, two lighted signs shall be permitted not to exceed 32 square feet in size on each side.
Well, he's already got one sign that he says he had a permit for that's not lighted. He said he had spotlights on it, though, so it is sort of lighted.
Yes.
Then the other sign should be on the other route.
Okay.
One on each route.
You don't have the jurisdiction to give him two signs on the same route.
No, but that the signs shall be shown on the final site plan.
Yeah, you need to submit a final site plan because that was definitely not a site plan.
Yes.
Usually takes a lawyer.
And it was one to ask for, but we didn't get it.
Congratulations, Rob. Your motion is not. But we're anxious for a second and a vote.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1745, Gray's Creative Touch, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next